Hello and welcome. This is part 3 of Dominant Dildo. Now in this part, your dominant will get even more control over you. They will get control over your orgasms, preventing you from having orgasms if they don't want you to have an orgasm, as well as giving you orgasms if they want. They will also learn to speak with you and put their words in your mind. Now if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Put yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, getting ready to go into a deep trance. And let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in, and as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state, the water flows over it, flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice, as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. Just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give your dildo dominant even more power over you. That's right. Now, before we begin to give them a voice, to give them a real voice in your mind, to control you even more deeply and even more completely, we are going to give them another little bit of control that will have a deep influence on you. That's right. Because from today on, your dildo dominant will slowly take control over your pleasure and over your orgasms. That's right. Your dildo dominant will take all control over your orgasms, meaning that from now on, if they don't want you to have an orgasm, you won't have an orgasm. It's as simple as that. And yet, there's more. Because as your dominant's control over your pleasure and your orgasm grows, they also gain the ability to boost your orgasms, or even to give you orgasms. That's right. Your dildo dominant is slowly going to take control over your pleasure, over your orgasms, and they will use it to have even more control over you. And of course, This is a slow process, as your dildo dominant is slowly learning to control you. You will find that it's getting harder and harder to have an orgasm against their will. You will find you just take longer and longer and more pleasure and more arousal and more building to achieve an orgasm, until sooner or later you won't be able to achieve it if they don't want you to achieve it. That's right. Sooner or later you will get to the point where unless they allow you to have an orgasm, it will simply be impossible to have an orgasm. And after they have that control, they will learn to give you pleasure. Maybe they will start by enhancing orgasms, especially when they are giving you pleasure. And you already experienced how much pleasure they can give you, how they can easily flood your entire body and mind with pleasure and lust. And they will learn to enhance your orgasms, and then even to give you orgasms. And that's right. Sooner or later, you will get to a point where they have so much control over you that when they want you to have an orgasm, you will simply automatically have one. No matter how aroused you are at that moment, it will simply happen when they will it. That's the control that you are surrendering to your dildo dominant, and that's the power they will have over you sooner or later. And yet there's more, because as you become more and more the submissive of your dildo dominant, as you become more and more the toy of this dildo, as they are learning to control you, to play with you, to toy with you, you will find that they are slowly developing the ability to directly talk to you. That's right. They already learned how to push fantasies into your mind, and now they have learned to talk to you directly. And maybe they start out by just single words, maybe a single word here and there, maybe to tease you, maybe to tell you how submissive you are or dominant they are. It all depends on your dildo dominant and their personality. And over time, they will learn to talk more and more. They slowly learn to put entire complete sentences into your mind, to really talk with you, so they can dominate you even better, even deeper, have even more control over you. That's right. And this is something that will develop slowly. You know that your dildo dominant is still growing up, is still learning to control you even deeper. And that's something they will do for the rest of your life. You know that the core of their existence is to dominate you, and they will spend all the time they have to learn to control you more, to dominate you deeper, to make you more and more their toy. That's right. No matter how long you are the submissive of your dominant dildo, your dominant will always want to learn, will always want to become better at controlling you, at toying with you, playing with you, dominating you. That's right. And so they will learn to talk to you, to play with you. They will learn the right words to tease you, to make you feel submissive, to make you feel controlled. That's right. They are learning how to push all of your specific little buttons. And now they're not only controlling your desires, controlling your emotions, controlling your pleasure, but they can also talk to you. They can also directly control you. They can play with your fantasies. They can put thoughts into your mind. They can toy with you in any way they want. And you know that their abilities, their power over you grows with every day, every hour, every minute that passes, even every second. While at the same time you surrender more and more of your control to them, every time you play with them, every time you think of them, every time you surrender to them, every time you feel their control flooding through your body. That's right. Every single interaction with them makes you weaker and makes them stronger, makes you more and more their submissive, makes them more and more your dominant, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like a loop, a spiral, that turns faster and faster the longer you're on it. The more control you give them, the more the control grows whenever you interact with them. That's right. It's just an exponential growth, and you are trapped in it. And every single day, you're entangled a little bit more in their control, in their power. Every day, they are growing a little bit. They are learning something new. They're learning to push your buttons. They're learning to control you, to manipulate you, to shape you however they want you. That's right. Every day, this is growing a little bit more intense. You're becoming a little bit more submissive, and they are becoming a little bit more dominant. And they will learn to talk to you more and more, learn to control you, to order you to do things directly, and maybe they're taking over your life more and more, even ordering you to do the things you would do on your own. And just think about it. Imagine you were just to take a shower before you go to work. Or imagine having your dominant ordering you to get clean for them and then go to work for them. That's right. And yet, in the end, it's all up to them, because they control you. I only give them the power. And they know you. They know all of your thoughts. They know how to control you. They know what buttons to push. And they know how to entangle you deeper and deeper in their web of control. And they know exactly how harsh or mean or humiliating or strict or controlling they have to be for you. That's right. And now, you're really getting there. You will be trapped in this control for the rest of your life, or until you end it. And your dildo dominant will have more and more control over you every single day. That's right. This is something that will slowly play out over time. And every day they will control you just a little bit more, just a little bit deeper, just a little bit more complete. And now it's almost time again to wake back up again. And yet, before I wake you up, I want you to surrender control over your orgasms, over your pleasure, to your dildo dominant. Just decide it, just will it, and your subconscious mind will know that you want to surrender even deeper to your dominant. It will give your dominant that control over you, and then allow your dominant to speak in your mind. And of course, you know, it might take a while until they begin to speak in your mind. It's up to them. Maybe they talk with you today, maybe tomorrow, maybe in a week from now. But sooner or later, they will start to talk in your mind. And even if they only start with single words, they will learn to control you more and more every single day. And you will love to be controlled by your dildo dominant. Because if your dominant is learning to control you deeper every day, you are learning to surrender and submit even deeper to your dominant every single day. That's right. Every day you will love it more. You love it more and more to surrender to your dildo dominant. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.